Mike Howell, how you doing?
I'm good, dude. I had some chimichangas for lunch, and I'm ready to roll. How are you?
Chimichangas. That's like a deep-fried taco, right?
More of a deep-fried burrito, but either way, burrito. It's Mexican food, and it's delicious.
Burrito. We don't really have Mexican food in Canada. So, and
Canadians, no, you do not. It's very sad.
People will laugh, but if you're Canadian, you'd be like, yeah, we kind of don't. Like, we don't have very good Mexican food in Canada.
People yell at me when I say that we have it in Michigan. And
it's true.
<I don't>
It's true. When you talk to people in Texas or California.
Oh, yeah. Then I definitely don't.
Michigan might as well not exist for Mexican food.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're there, I had something weird. But for us fellow Northerners, I had our equivalent of a chimichanga.
All right. Well, for people that don't know, Mike Howell, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
And Mike is a big music fan. And every week in the All Access Club, he puts together this extensive list of awesome new music that is coming out. And, you know, I'm in my late 30s now, and sometimes with all the life responsibilities, I'm not always, you know, that hip to every single record coming out in, you know, genres like metal and punk rock and everything else. And you do such a great job of putting together these lists, and it's so awesome. I really wanted to bring this to the show for people that want to know about the new music coming out.
And I want to thank you for that, Shane, because I really appreciate it. I put a lot of effort into this every week, and it's one of my passions. And you know me, I love just sharing new music with people, be it a small band with 200 listeners a month that I just happen to find, even bigger bands from across the world that you might not hear just because you live in the States or wherever you're at.
Right.
So I'm really excited to do this.
No, thank you for curating this top five list that we're going to be hopefully doing every single week. And even though last week we did a little run through, we did a dry run through to see how it would go. And your most anticipated release of last week was Stand Atlantic with their new album, Pink Elephant.
Yeah, the folks from Australia, pop punk band. If you're a fan of bands like State Champs or With Confidence, that kind of more uppity pop punk, you're going to love this album, just like I did. It was phenomenal. What did you think of it, Shane?
So it didn't disappoint you?
No, definitely not.
No, it didn't disappoint me either. I thought it was a great record, just great songs. And the singer, what's her name?
Bon.
Bon, right. She was like crushed it. Like, what a vocal performance, you know? Like, there's so much, like, her voice is just like, it's captivating, you know? It's so incredible. So, yeah, I thought it was a really, really great record. I think that they're going to become like the huge, huge band in the scene now.
Oh, yeah. And I think every single song on it, front to back, if it was a song that I would like be walking down the street and I would hear it on the radio, I'd be like, wow, that's a banger.
Right.
Even the slower tracks. And to kind of go back with her vocal performance, I really think she crushed it as well. And I really think a lot of that was due to the instrumentation on the album, where they had kind of a lot of things going on with guitar work and the drum work and bass work and all these little electronic elements, but none of them really like took the forefront over what she was doing either.
Right.
They like just kind of let her run with it, and I really loved that.
No, it's an incredible record, and great job on that being your most anticipated, Mike. That was your one for one.
Wow. I'm really glad that we've gotten this far and I'm still one for one.
You're one for one and we haven't started yet, right? That's good. Well, yep. Hey, let's get into the top five most anticipated records released this week. I'm ready for number five. Give it to me.
All right. So number five is something that I normally don't do, but we've had a bit of a light week on the records. So my number five this week is the new Unplugged EP from State Champs.
Okay, yes, yes.
If you're listening to this podcast, you probably know State Champs. They're from New York. They're a pop punk band. Obviously, this is going to be an acoustic record. I think they have two or three new songs on it, but all the rest are a couple. They're kind of like big classics. Like, I know Criminal is on there as an EP or as an acoustic song from one of their previous albums. And overall, I think it's just going to be a fun release for a lot of people who are fans of maybe a more energetic pop punk band who are taking it a step back and doing something a little bit slower.
Totally. No, Derek, good friend of mine, former guest of the show. And yeah, I ran into him actually fairly recently. And the thing about him is he's just a tremendous vocalist. You know, when you think of State Champs, the first thing that comes to mind is like, holy shit, that guy can sing. So to, you know, strip back, you know, the loud guitars and the loud drums and put this EP of acoustic performances together. That sounds like a great idea for them to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this being on the most anticipated, even though it's not completely a new release, even though it's just an EP, I think it deserves this spot, Mike. So good pick.
Yep, and I think it's just kind of crazy with, like, it shows how good of a vocalist Derek is as well, because some of these songs, like Criminal, you don't expect to hear an acoustic version of that. That's the, we come out on stage to this song, and everybody in the crowd starts singing along to this. You don't expect it later in the set as kind of like a mellow jam. So I think it's really impressive when a band can take something high energy like that and really tone it down like they did.
Awesome. All right, let's move on. How about number four?
All right, so number four, it's this deathcore band out of Manchester in the United Kingdom called Ingested, and their new album, Where Only Gods May Tread.
Okay.
I'd say it's kind of on the fringe of deathcore, where if you're more into the traditional death metal, you'll kind of like this a bit more. So if you like Disentome, Pathology, stuff like that, you'll be a fan of this, and maybe you don't always like the deathcore trends with being very heavy on breakdowns. Overall, I think the singles that have come out are really good. Impending Dominance is one of my favorites, as well as No Half Measures. They've got a lot of the things that make deathcore heavy and something that you want to listen to, but they also end a little bit more on the technical or melodic side that death metal normally would.
Okay, so this is not for the faint of heart. This
band
is
not.
Ingested. Yeah, it's, I've heard of this band. I think they've been around for a while, right? Like they've been around for 15 years or something. I've definitely heard of this band. I don't think I've listened to them. But yeah, I get down with some death metal from time to time. So I can dig this. Yes,
I think we all can.
Great pick, Mike. Great pick. Okay, Mike, number three.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I don't know how to pronounce this band's name. They're from New York, but like I said last week in our kind of demo run through, I'm going to try and bring in one smaller band that I've kind of found and that's made an impact on me with their singles every week. But this band, I want to say, and all that I could find on their how to pronounce their name is it's C'est Forcer. It's a French word for endeavor, which is weird because they're from New York. That's the only way I could think to do it.
C'est Forcer. Okay, so it's like S apostrophe E Forcer.
Yes, exactly.
So probably people are just going to call them C'est Forcer.
And that's what,
I guess.
That's what my first thought was too, but I was like, I'm going to look up something and see if I can find it. And it was a video telling me how to pronounce endeavor in French. And I'm like, endeavor is kind of a metalcore word. So maybe, I don't know. But
C'est Forcer. Now, I am Canadian and I took French up till grade 10, so I should know some more French than I do. You know, I don't recall a lot of French words having like an S apostrophe at the beginning of them. C'est Forcer. But
yeah,
maybe this is, I mean, I by no means am I a French scholar, so we'll have to ask some Quebecois people or maybe even some legit French people. But wait, s'il vous plaît. That's S apostrophe I-L, right? So yeah, no, there are. So yes, they're legit.
Yes, exactly.
C'est Forcer, I'm Googling, C'est Forcer en anglais.
Yep.
Okay, yes, it says strive is the definition.
Strive. Okay, I was told it was endeavor from the YouTube video. I mean, that's kind of close.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure. Okay, well, anyway, let's get back to the band. C'est Forcer, I'm going
to
call
you know how
that.
To pronounce this,
right.
At me. But yeah, so they're a metalcore band from New York. Their new album is called Lifeless. Basically, if I could describe this, it's a combination of Every Time I Die with kind of their hectic elements where they kind of run back and forth with different vibes and Silent Planet, where they've kind of got this really nice lyricism that just kind of runs around and I don't even know exactly how to describe it, but it's really good lyricism, almost poetic, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah, no, I checked out the band too because I was curious about their name and mostly how to say it. Yeah, didn't figure that one out. No, but I checked out the band too, and I got like a bit of a sort of modern hardcore vibe, like maybe a little bit like something not all the way counterparts, but something that is in their realm, like they would tour together, you know.
Yeah, and
I really dug it. I thought the vocals were really cool. Especially, but I only saw they had just two songs on Spotify. I imagine this is a full-length record they're putting out?
Yep, full-length record. Their first two songs as a band. I don't know how I found them. I think I was scrolling and I thought the album art looked cool for one of the singles and I checked it out, or maybe a friend recommended it or something like that. Who knows? If you're that friend, I'm sorry I forgot about you. But yeah, overall, I'm really excited. These two singles have both been really good, and I think it's going to be a good record for anybody who's kind of feeling the drought of metalcore this week with no kind of larger releases coming out. Either singles, EPs, album-wise. I think you're going to love it.
Awesome. Well, there you go. You heard it here first. Thanks, Mike. Okay, number two.
All right, so number two is probably one of my favorite deathcore bands right now. It's Within Destruction from Slovenia and their new album,
Slovenia.
Yo-Kai.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you don't hear about bands from Slovenia very often.
Exactly, and I had never heard of them until I saw them open up for, I don't even remember who, in a 200-cap room, The Sanctuary over here in Detroit. And I saw them, it was really weird because they said they were from Slovenia, and I saw them play there three times within like 4 months, so I was very confused.
Wow, working hard.
Yeah, but their new album, Yo-Kai, if I could describe this, it's if you like slamming deathcore, but you also like hip-hop and anime.
Okay.
It's got a lot of these kind of Japanese, Asian culture influences to it. And it's got a couple of, like, I don't know, hip-hop artists featuring as well. I don't know any of them off the top of my head because they're all people that I've never heard of. I'm not very deep in the hip-hop scene. But I've loved every single one of the singles. They are slamming deathcore. They're heavy. They're in your face. If you like Angel Maker, if you like Hollow Prophet, if you like Shadow of Intent, bands like that, you are going to absolutely love Within Destruction, as long as you can get past the kind of somewhat cringy lyricism at times and the hip-hop influence or anime influence if you don't like that.
But right, but you're all in on that.
Oh, I am all in. I'm not calling myself a huge anime fan. I mean, I like a couple. I'm not calling myself a huge hip-hop fan. I like a couple artists. I like some emo rap, things like that. But overall, this album, everything I've heard, I'm extremely excited to finally listen to it. And this one actually dropped today. We record on Wednesday, right?
Right.
So it dropped today for us. So actually, immediately after this, I'm going to listen to it for the first
time.
Okay,
so this record is out now. This record came out early. I wonder why they chose to do a Wednesday release rather than a traditional, well, not that traditional, but Friday release where the alt records come out now.
So they're releasing it as an independent band, and that's just the way they wanted to do it. So
okay, so independent
band, no label
or
anything.
That's very, very cool. Good for them. And Slovenia, if anyone has not been, I highly recommend it. It is a beautiful, beautiful country. You don't hear about it much, but it is like absolutely gorgeous. I think the city is called Ljubljana. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Their major
city.
Sounds
familiar to me.
And it is like so nice. So yes, that's congratulations to Within Destruction for this crazy record. I'm not really into anime. I listen to some hip hop, but I'll give it a check out. I'll check it out.
Oh yeah. I think you'll like it. At least for what it is, and it'll be a novelty listen.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we're moving on to our number one record of the week after this. And we're back. Mike Howell.
Back again.
The world is waiting. Tell us what the number one most anticipated record of the week is.
So our most anticipated record of the week is another band from across the Atlantic Ocean, and they hail from Scotland. It's Biffy Clyro.
Oh, yeah.
One of, if not one of the biggest bands in the UK right now.
Oh, yeah.
But somehow just no following over here in the States.
No, I don't think I've heard of them playing in the States. I'm sure they must do.
I've seen them.
Shows.
I've seen them twice. I saw them once, I forget the year, at Rock on the Range down in Columbus, Ohio.
Right, festival.
And then I've seen them once at Riot Fest, a festival in Chicago. So
right.
They've
so both
been
festivals.
Yeah, never an individual show. I'm sure you could find it maybe, but it would be a smaller venue, which would be weird.
And yeah, for people that don't know Biffy Clyro, and I'm sure there are quite a few, they are massive in the UK. Like, not like, oh, they're pretty big. Like, we're talking about a band that plays arenas. And
they just got announced as headlining Download Festival this year. If you know how large right, of a festival Download right. is.
Yeah, I said arenas. I don't know if it's stadium level now, but at one point it was arenas. And that's when I found out about the band. And I was like, wow. And they are incredible. They are such a good band. So unique. And they've been a band for like 20 years.
Yeah, and they're just now, I wouldn't say just now, at least they're just now starting to break out to the States where I've heard of them, probably within the last 4 or 5 years. I assume they've been slowly up and coming in the UK, but I feel like it's just kind of exploding for them right now. And I'm here for it. I love this alternative sound that they do, where it's kind of this blend of, they've got these really fun kind of whimsical guitar riffs and these like slow ballads almost at the same time. Is that how I don't know how you would describe it, but
yeah,
I just love it.
I don't know. They're a hard band to describe. You know, they have a lot of elements. Like they're not like, first of all, they're not a metal band or anything. You know, they're not, there's no screaming. It's very like you could, it could be something that you would hear on the radio, but it still has elements of, you know, like punk rock influence. Mm-hmm. But they're very hard to just say, oh yeah, it's Biff and Clyro. They sound like whatever band, you know, it's hard to just pick one band, but they are awesome. And their new single Weird Leisure, I checked out and I thought that gave me everything I wanted too. It's just a perfect single.
Yeah, that was the most recent one. I really liked it. I think my favorite single they've released so far is Tiny Indoor Fireworks. Their first single, End of Instant History, I liked it, but it was kind of like, I don't want this to be the leading single for me, right?
Right.
But Tiny Indoor Fireworks, I heard that second single, and I was sold. I was in. I pre-ordered the record. I'm ready to roll.
So, nice. You haven't got
it yet. We'll see when that shows up. I mean, shipping delays from the UK and everything right now with all that's going on in the world. It's kind of crazy, so... You just kind of, when you get the record, you get the record. If you have to stream it first, you stream it first. If you're lucky and the record shows up a couple days early, you listen to it a couple days early.
So you pre-ordered the record from the UK. You couldn't get it from a pre-order label in the States or anything?
I didn't look. I typically try to buy from the band's store on their website if I can. I feel like that just goes a little bit better. You can normally get some exclusives that way or through like a local record shop if you can. It just kind of depends what I see around, right?
Definitely a great way to support the artist directly and also a great way to support local independent stores, which fucking need it now more than ever. Definitely.
Prove that.
Mike, we did it. The first one in the can.
We did it.
Let's do a quick recap. Number 5 was?
State Champs. They're a pop punk band from New York and they've got an acoustic EP coming out this week.
Okay. Number 4.
Ingested with their new album, Where Only Gods May Tread. They're from Manchester, UK, and they're a deathcore band.
Not for the faint of heart. And moving on, this is the test, Mike. Can you say the name? Number 3.
C'est Forcé, with their new album, Lifeless, from New York. They're a metalcore band, and they're kind of unknown, but you should check them out, because I think they're cool.
I'll give you a C on that French test there.
Oh, yeah.
About a C.
I've never spoken French. German and Spanish I can do, but not French.
Well, that's more than me. The amount of times I've been in Germany, I still can barely communicate. It's embarrassing.
I mean, you don't need it there, so.
No, you really don't. All right, number 2.
From Slovenia, Within Destruction, with their new album, Yokai. Deathcore, also not for the faint of heart, but... This one I really suggest you check it out because at the most it's a weird experience and you're going to get something out of it.
There you go. There you go. It's Slovenia's finest. And the number 1 record, of course, is?
A Celebration of Endings from Biffy Clyro out of Scotland. I guess it's alternative rock, punk, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be good.
All right. Well, there you have it. The top 5 most anticipated albums of the week as hand-selected, curated by Mike Howell. Livonia, Michigan's finest. Mike, thanks so much for that. Any honorable mentions, anything else people should check out? Singles, deluxe editions, anything like that?
Yeah, so a couple bands that have been kind of absent from the scene for a while are releasing some new singles. We've got the new single from Seaway. They're a pop punk band out of Canada.
Oakville, Ontario, actually. Yes, right down the street from where I grew up. That's awesome. I didn't hear about that one. I didn't know they had a new song coming out. That's exciting.
They're a lot of fun. It released today, so you can actually get off the call and pre-order the album and listen to the single right now.
And I will do this.
We've also got new single from kind of an always underrated metalcore band, but I think has been absolutely amazing just because of this vocalist. But like Moths to Flames released a new single and announced a new album.
Awesome. Awesome. Those are my homies. Love that. Shout out to Chris.
Absolutely love those guys. And then kind of the big hitter for a bunch of people is that Evanescence is dropping a new single this week. Oh. I know there are a lot of people who are kind of in the scene who are fans of that band just because it was one of those kind of gateway bands for a lot of us, at least my age.
They were huge. They came out of nowhere and they made a big splash, and yeah, they're still at it. So that, yeah, that'll be very interesting to see what direction they're going in.
And then kind of the last thing I've got is a Poppy. If you know who Poppy is, she's kind of strange. And she's just recently made her foray into this kind of android pop metal career. And she's releasing a deluxe edition of her most recent album. And that should be a good time. She's put one single out off of the four new songs that are coming out. And I liked it.
Oh, okay.
Overall, if you like Poppy, you'll like this. If you don't know who Poppy is, maybe check it out. Up to you.
There you go. Okay, yeah, some extra stuff to check out on top of the top five albums of the week. Mike, thank you so much, man.
Hey, no problem, Shane. Thanks again for having me on. Like I said earlier, I love sharing new music with the people. All this new shit, got a new whip. Got some new ice, got some new drip. Got rid of my old trash, got a new bitch. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit, yeah. Got a new whip. That's some new ice. That's some new drip, yeah. Got rid of my old trash. Got a new bitch. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit.